Well, good evening, everyone. It's only just coming up to 9 o'clock in Sydney time, but I'm feeling kind of lazy and a little bit sleepy, so I thought I'd do something just a little bit different. I've been recommended to do some of the initial questionnaire posts, and having read through them, I've found the one that I wanted to do. So hopefully this will give you a little bit of insight into me. Please don't judge too harshly. So I'm doing Jedi's Nerdiest Questionnaire because, hey, I'm a closet nerd, and what can I say? I love anything to do with sci-fi and fantasy, so here we go. Let's try it. So the first question, what episode of the Star Wars trilogy is your favourite and why? I would have to say Return of the Jedi. The reason being is I remember that being the first actual Star Wars film that I have a vivid memory of. And I do believe I have seen it about 4 times. And any time it comes on, it just takes me back to my childhood. And just that wonderment at the big screen. And I hope I never lose that childish amazement. So that's pretty much why that one's my favourite. Who is my favourite character in Star Wars? Well, as I said, I'm a big child at heart, so I quite like the Ewoks. I always thought they were big fuzzy teddy bears that I just wanted to cuddle all day. Little did I know that, you know, they like to start wars with big poking sticks, so I think I lost those really quickly. Who is your favourite superhero? This is a hard one because I've slowly become exposed to a lot more superheroes as I've gotten older, but I really can't go past Superman. He was my first and pretty much my only. My favourite comic book series? I actually don't have one. I can't believe I'm taking a Nerdiest Questionnaire and I don't have a favourite comic book. But I was always brought up with just reading books. I actually wasn't allowed to buy comic books as a child, so then they're not really anything that I really want to get into at this age anyway. I don't think I actually have the time to invest in starting a comic book series. What is my favourite alcoholic beverage? Sangria, without a doubt. A nice, cold, fresh sangria on a hot day. Nothing beats it. What is my favourite video game console? Good question. I actually don't like the consoles. I much prefer PC. I found that as I've gone through different games, I just keep coming back to the PC for gaming. So I tend not to play too much on the consoles. What was my first video game console? The Nintendo Entertainment System. It was boxy and it had the duck hunting gun. I felt awesome. I was 10 years old when that came out, and I remember when I received that for Christmas, I thought all my birthdays had come at once. What is my longest gaming session? Okay, I am going to admit something that I think quite a few of us are actually closet players, and some are happy to admit, some are not, but I play World of Warcraft. And I quite like World of Warcraft, and I think my longest gaming session was from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That was back in the day where I actually started raiding, and you know, it was raiding quite well, I suppose. What is my caffeinated beverage of choice? Coffee, you can't beat it. Next question. Which fictional character would you want to have sex with? Why do I only have to choose one? I think I have many fictional characters I would want to have sex with. So many so that I'm actually not going to name any of them. You'll have to Find out a little later. Have I ever played D&D? No. That was short and sweet. What was the first video game I've ever played? I think it was Space Invaders on a little video game console in a fish and chip shop back when it used to be 20 cents and you could have two people playing at the one time. Ah, the memories of that. Who is my doctor? Well, again, I'm not going to choose one. I'm going to choose two because I'm greedy like that. My doctor would have to be 10 and 11. I first got introduced to Doctor Who as a little child, but I actually don't remember a lot of it. And then when it came back, with Christopher Eccleston, it was like, oh, okay, this is, this could be kind of funky to watch. And then David Tennant came on and I was lost. He will forever be the doctor that got me hooked on to Doctor Who. And when he left the show, I remember sobbing my eyes out, thinking that no one could ever fill his shoes. And then Matt Smith came along and he won me over all again. If I could have an amalgamation of the two, I would. Actually, that would be a fictional character I would love to have sex with. Is the amalgamation of the 10th and the 11th Doctors. There you go. Next question. Star Trek or Star Wars? Truthfully, neither. I'm a Firefly girl. And number 15, have you ever been to San Diego Comic-Con? If you can listen to my accent, you'll realize that I'm from Australia, so no, I've never been to the San Diego Comic-Con. Thank you for listening to my rambling. I know that it's very rough, very unedited. You'll please have to excuse me for that. I'm quite new to the software. But I hope that's given you a little bit of insight into what I like and what kind of person I am. Thank you. Good night.